the Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy. Sorry, I was a little late to hanging out with Greg Hardy for a little bit there. What is wrong with Greg Hardy? Seriously?
I thought you were serious for a second. Agent? I'm like, well, there's got to be another guy named Greg Hardy, because I know you're not talking about the Greg Hardy.
And you're a free agent, and you get busted with cocaine now? After you just got done being suspended for domestic violence?
So let me ask you this. Greg Hardy, right?
Yes.
Quantify that mistake in dollars. What do you think that cost him? You can even do it over, I mean, how many good years does he have left?
That cost him $30 million, because I don't think he's ever going to play again.
You don't think he'll play at all?
$5,000 bond to get out. He had a lot of cocaine on him.
I didn't realize it was cocaine that possession. Serious.
He's probably going to, I don't know if he might serve time. Well, he didn't time for the domestic violence, because...
That doesn't matter. That's
but he will be suspended again. You can't have cocaine as an NFL
player. You're probably right.
Player.
He may not ever play again. He may have just cost himself $30 million.
I mean, he's 28. He was in the Pro Bowl 3 years ago. And now...
What does a prime receiver of his grade make per year in their free agent years?
Receiver? No, he's defensive end.
Defensive end. Sorry. I apologize.
Look what Sue makes.
He's not Sue, though.
He's...
He
probably was good. I mean, he made the Pro Bowl as a defensive end. $15 million a year? He probably cost him more than that.
That's what I'm thinking.
He probably has 5 good years left in him. He'll never play again. Quote me on that 5 years from now.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you, actually, on that. There's nothing to quote.
Just POA your whole career right there. I don't want to use another word in the air. Okay.
Well, let's continue with the NFL then. God,
was there a lot of defense last night?
Oh, you do have, were you hanging out with Greg Hardy? You do have some white stuff there on your shoulder.
Oh, sorry.
Right there. Oh, no, it's just dandruff. Sorry.
I'm just kidding. Wow, dandruff. Okay.
Just kidding. We would use a sponsorship from Head and Shoulders.
I will tell you right now, the Saints defense is not very good.
It has to be one of the worst in the league, if not the worst
the worst last year. And then last week, I thought, okay, they only gave up 16 points to the Giants. Maybe they're not that bad. I mean, when a running back for the Falcons, when Devontae Freeman got the ball.
152 yards.
But when they got the ball, it looked like there was 5 yards before they ran into anyone from the defense.
Not only did Devonta Freeman rush for 152 yards, did you know he caught 5 passes for 55 more yards?
Yeah. And Tevin Coleman had 42 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns. Devontae Freeman, 55 yards receiving and a touchdown. Coleman added 47 more yards receiving.
Yeah, they're bad.
And Matt Ryan played pretty good.
He had 204 yards passing.
Because they're running the ball so well. He didn't need to pass as much.
And of course, Drew Brees put up big numbers again.
376, yeah. 3 touchdowns.
One interception for a touchdown, pick 6.
Mark Ingram got me just enough points to win my fantasy game. Yes.
All right.
So we both got that game wrong.
You didn't have a good week, neither did I, but you had a really bad week.
I was not 5-10. I was 7-9. What is this 5-10?
I didn't write that down.
7-9, not good. And you were 9-7. So whoever wrote down your...
I don't know who wrote this down, but...
Well, let me check that then. I'll check it after the show.
Maybe you should check it after the show. Count them up, buckaroo. Either way...
You didn't count the top one, I think. New England, the Thursday night game. I was 7-9 and proud of it. Not really.
No, really. You shouldn't be.
Bad. All right.
I can't believe we got that game that wrong last night, though.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Power rankings are out, by the way. Denver Broncos, number 1.
I didn't see them.
Patriots, number 2. Number 3 is stupid, the Seahawks. Number 4 is the Vikings.
Even with their loss to L.A., they're number 3?
Yeah. The number 5 team is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. The Arizona Cardinals? They're 1-2, and they just got smoked. Number 6, I don't even agree with this, and I'm a fan. Packers. The Eagles coming at number 7. Panthers, 8. Steelers, 9. Ravens 10.
Just get to the Lions.
I got to go way down the list
here.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, there it is.
The Lions are 17th.
All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Unless you got any more NFL news.
I have none, except surprisingly the Cleveland Browns are 32nd.
Where are the Saints after last night? They got to be close to 30.
They are 27th.
Okay, thank you.
But there's teams with one win below them. The Buccaneers are below the Saints? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know about
that.
I don't
get this stuff.
We'll switch over to baseball and lament the Tigers even more, and we got to get into a discussion about Ausmus seriously now.
Yes, we do.
Second half, the Big Boy Sports Recap coming up right after this. It's the Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan Salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the Country Chicken Salad that features diced chicken breast, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breast, or the classic Cobb salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Marquette!
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
I know it's not looking like golfing weather out there right now, but this weekend's going to be beautiful. You can actually get a lot more golf in. It's open to the public. Call 225-0721 and tell them the Outdoor Show sent you in. Adam and Steve flapping their jaws.
And quick segue, we forgot yesterday because we talked about Arnold Palmer, but Rory McIlroy wins the FedEx Cup, $10 million.
Did he get $10 million for that?
Because when you win the playoff,
holy cow.
$10 million.
Holy cow.
And he didn't really have a good year, but he won the
one. I thought it was like 1.2. He got
1.5 for that tournament, but for winning the FedEx playoffs.
Yeah, the standings.
$10 million.
And he wasn't really.
He didn't have a good year.
Even
he did
in
now.
The discussion.
He had a great year now.
That's unbelievable. I don't know. That just doesn't seem right. All right. Moving on, let's talk about, before we get to the Tigers, I want to just mention something yesterday. Did you see the home run by D. Gordon? You know, yesterday was a heavy game for the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
They all honored Jose Fernandez, who just died in this tragic boating accident, 24 years old, a phenom on the way to becoming one of the most dominant pitchers in the game. And D. Gordon hits a home run yesterday. Did you see that?
To start the game, right? He was the first batter.
And he is
bottom of the first.
Crying.
But. Yeah.
Running around the bases. It was a heavy moment.
How about just an emotional game? They were up 7-0 after 3. They have nothing to play for, and the Mets have everything to play
for.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. Is like, did the Mets, how can they even feel right about trying to win that game? And they had to try and win that game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they still lead the wild card by a half a game. But
That was a crazy game.
That moment. And I know, don't get all whatever on me right here, but that reminded me of the night that Brett Favre played at the day his dad, day after his dad died. You remember that night? And he had 300 yards passing in the first half.
Of course I remember that night.
He just, everyone caught everything. That's what it reminded me of. I had to make a Brett Favre segue there, but I'm sorry.
Brett Favre. Brett Favre. All right, so going to the Tigers, Cleveland absolutely just walks into Comerica Park, into the Tigers' yard, and clinches the American League Central.
That's a bad way to lose it right there. And my statistician, Mark Carlson, tells me that Cleveland is now 14-2 against the Tigers this year.
Yeah, he could be right. I don't know that for sure.
14-2. I mean,
7-4 win.
Just split those games, and you're leading the wild card by a lot.
You're absolutely right.
Ugh. You can't beat the Indians.
So, I mean, JV tonight, but really? Are the Tigers truly, I mean, I know it's not official.
No, they're two back with six to go. And I mean, basically, they probably got to win six, and Baltimore would win four, and they go to a playoff.
They're probably going to win tonight. They should win with JV on the mound, but you never know.
They're playing the Indians. Don't say that.
So many times. But honestly, we got 90 seconds. I'm not a type of person that really jumps on the fire this manager or this coach bandwagon really fast. But at this point, I think you got to have a really strong argument for firing Brad Ausmus if they don't make the playoffs. Even if they do make the playoffs, they're not going anywhere.
You can't say that.
That's true. You're
playoffs,
right. Anything
you
can happen.
Hot,
yes, you're right.
But I'm not about telling when you should fire a manager, but I feel like he's going to be a good manager. I just don't think...
I've been saying this for a long
time.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just think...
It's the risk, you know? Do you risk losing?
Because who do you replace him with? That's the other thing. You know, yeah. Is there a guy out there that like is going to just dominate the Tigers, make them a playoff team, make them
there's
get
no
to the
Madden
World
out
Series?
There right now.
I mean...
There isn't. There's no... Ron Gardenhire is not the next Madden.
I don't know. Everyone's calling for him to be fired. That's the thing. So now just...
With this huge payroll, I guess I could say... As a fan, I'll hang on halfway through next season before I jump fully on the Fire Ausmus bandwagon. And there's a lot of people that are screaming right now. What do you mean? Fire him now! Should have fired him 6 months ago!
Yeah, there is lots. All-star break, there's a lot of talk.
All right. Big Boy Sports Recap. Catch you tomorrow.
All right.
This is the Outdoor Show.